Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is the second hour. If you've missed the first hour, then you missed some really cool radio, and you missed us playing Kelly Clarkson song over and over and over and over and over and over again. So we're going to play it again. But I don't know. Maybe today's show really requires us to play some of Adele. Why? Because Adele, her number one hit, Grammy, a gazillion times nominated, album of the year. The songs that will make you weep. You feel her pain. You feel her broken love life. You feel everything about that. She's not singing about her parents. She's singing about her ex who did her wrong. Yeah. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Hello, Mr. B.
Hiya.
Hiya. How are ya?
Good.
Hello, Brian. There he is. Well, guess what? We've got two of the experts. We're going to take this on. You ready? Fall in love with your love life, no matter who is or isn't sleeping next to you, Benny. Fall in love with your love life, no matter who is or isn't sleeping next to you, with Christina Ryler and Christine Hassler joining me here today. Let me introduce you to these amazing women. First of all, I got to get up close and personal with Christina Ryler years ago. I got to interview her when she was coming out, taking a message out into the world about what it means to love ourselves and do that in a way that is so absolutely stunning. You know, now a spokesperson of Girl Talk, a spokesperson of what it means to be a woman in this world, what it means to be powerful and strong. You know, she is joining us here today. Somebody that has launched Madly in Love with Me, an international movement. I love that. And, you know, and has taken a look at what our pop culture is and isn't, and providing us with an incredible, incredible message of power and strength. You know, her professional experience, her leadership and coaching training, 7-year spiritual journey. She now works with women and girls. She is a catalyst for change. Her clients include entrepreneurs, executives, people seeking their personal path. And as I said before, this year, our theme at the Northwest Women's Show is Epic Awakening in 2012, and it is the time to step in to the epic you. Christina Rilo is joining me here today, along with Christine Hassler, author, life coach, speaker, specializing in helping people overcome, expectation hangovers. Get that? Expectation hangovers. In other words, if you're me, you take a look at how many pity parties you've had. And you get a sense of what that means. Answering questions, who am I? What do I want? How do I get there? She's been on the Today Show, CNN, ABC, CBS, Fox, E! Style, New York Times, and is a spokesperson for American Express, Millennium Advocacy Program, and much more. These two women are joining us here today because we are going to strip down the barriers. We're going to raise the veil. We're going to take a look at what happens beyond Hello Talk. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello, everyone. Hello, Dr. Pat and Benny. Thanks for having us on.
It's great to have you both here. You know, let's talk about this, and let's just start with the title, Fall in Love with Your Love Life, No Matter Who Is or Isn't Sleeping Next to You. One of the things in this song by Kelly Clarkson, you know, one of the things that she says, this is how she starts the song. You ready?
Yeah.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. That's the name of her song. She said, you know, the bed feels warmest sleeping here alone. You know, I dream in color and do things I want. And, you know, I don't know what she's talking to or who she's talking with, but this is really a big conversation. And we suffer around our love lives, don't we, ladies?
Oh, yeah. The thing that's supposed to make us happy, right? Love is supposed to make you happy. And anyone listening right now, and I think probably the three of us on the phone, Benny, I don't know about you, but we've all suffered in love. The thing that's supposed to make us happy has brought us, probably many of us, the most suffering. And this is what Christine and I are up to this month, Dr. Pat.
Yeah.
We are to end love starvation, to end suffering in love, and to end settling in love because it's just not necessary.
You know, let's talk about this. You know, somebody said to me a couple of months ago, they said to me, you know, how long did it take you to get over your last relationship? You know, how long did it take you? Like, I had a timer on this, right? And, you know, there are questions about ex-relationships, current relationships, spill over from one to the other. I mean, how do we stop bringing that suffering into our everyday life? Or how do we experience the suffering in a way that's going to help us? Christine?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Yes, to Christine.
Yeah.
Christine H. will take this one.
All right.
It's such a great question because, again, it's this thing. It's love. We all want it. We all talk about it. It's sort of one of those things we assume we're going to have in our life. Yet we take algebra and physics in school. We don't really learn how to do love, how to find it, how to know when it's healthy, and then how to handle it when we have an expectation hangover, when we have a breakup, when we have heartache. So, the question of how to do love is such a great question. And what it all comes back to, Dr. Pat, it all comes back to our relationship with ourselves. Why we suffer so much in love, and this is the bottom line, is because at some point we bought into the lie that our source of love can be found in someone else. And so we look for different people to plug into throughout our life. Oh, will you be my source of love? Will you be my source of love? How about you? And then when that love goes away, well, when you think that love goes away because the person goes away, then we're flailing because we think we've lost our source of love. So really, the first step to ending the suffering around love is to understand that our source of love is totally internal. It's an inside job. Our soulmate is in the mirror, and we are totally capable and responsible of generating that love inside of us. And once we understand that, we start to experience that, then we don't have to suffer. Of course, sometimes love is hard. Of course, sometimes it hurts. That's the nature of relationship. It teaches us lessons, and we learn and grow inside of that. But it doesn't have to come with so much pain.
Well, this is really kind of cool. And, you know, this is, this is kind of the next question. I know both of you are familiar with the two women, both married, one, you know, both been dumped before their engagements, one single, one married now. And both of you say they're the happiest people you know when it comes to love lives. I want to ask about that and ask you about your own journey. But here's a little statistics. Are you ready for this one?
Throw it on us.
Did you watch the Super Bowl at all? I don't know if you watched the Super Bowl, but I love the commercials, right? Okay. So there was an E-Trade commercial with the new baby that is representing E-Trade, right? When people were asked what they remembered, right, about the commercials,
mm-hmm.
what they said was that what they remembered wasn't the E-Trade baby talking to the dad. It was the part of the commercial where the E-Trade baby looks in the maternity ward. And there's a bunch of babies in there. They're actually looking in there. And one of his friends is in the ward, another little baby. And the E-Trade baby says to the other baby, "Hey, Mikey, what are you doing in there?" And the kid says, "Speed dating." That's okay. So do we think we have this on our minds, ladies?
Oh, yeah. I think it's what most of us think about. The interesting thing about a relationship is that when it's great and it's wonderful and you're really feeling loved in that relationship, it's like the best drug ever. You are on a high. You're feeling really great. Your endorphins are moving. And when you end up in relationship trouble, or you end up when you're not happy in relationship and you don't have these other tools, these skill sets, a great relationship with yourself, a real deep connection to what I call the 24/7 downline to love, which is really your relationship to spirit. When you don't have that, when you run into the rocky roads in your relationship, which just happens, I mean, people fight, people, you know, end relationships, all that, you end up in despair, you end up lonely, you end up suffering, and that affects every other part of your life. Every other part of your life. And so what Christine and I are talking about and what we teach and what we're just really up to is helping people to take their love power back. to take their love power back. And your love power is your ability to feel loved no matter what's going on around you, no matter who is going around you, so that you're not plugging in your ability to feel loved to somebody else, as Christine was saying. And so we all have to take back our love power to know that even when we're in a relationship with someone and they're making us angry or it's not what we want it to be, love isn't going away. And that alone alleviates tons of suffering and tons of unnecessary thinking that we waste all that mind power.
And, you know, there's a term that you both use, and it's called love start.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting ready for the show, and I was looking around. I was looking at love start. And, you know, I want to talk about that because I think in our pop culture we get an idea of what that is. You know, for example, Mikey in the maternity ward, speed dating, right? But that's not what it is at all, is it, Christine H.?
No. Love starvation we can't be fed through speed dating or through looking through everybody else. You know, it can be a quick fix. When we look for love in someone else, when we're hungry for love and we look for someone else to feed us, it's like repairing a broken pipe with duct tape. It'll temporarily make you feel better, but it's not gonna, you know, fix the problem. So that love starvation, again, it comes from being disconnected from the love inside of ourselves. It comes from constantly looking for love in someone else, because the other thing that causes love starvation is just being totally exhausted out there trying to find someone to love us. You know, when we end up putting so much energy and so much thought into finding love or to making the person we're with love us more, or doing something to make ourselves more lovable. And all of that is really depleting and just makes us hungry for more love. So as Christine said, it comes back to, it's not about going on a million dating sites. You know, it's not about feng shuiing your whole house so that love will find you. It's really about connecting to that love inside yourself. And a good place to start is just really to be aware of simply how you talk to yourself. You know, Christine and I talk a lot about self-love and our relationships with ourselves, and we're really here to teach people how to have a healthy, happy, whole relationship with yourself. And one of the first things we teach is, okay, listen to that internal dialogue.
Mm.
Would you date you? Would
Uh-oh.
You want to be in a relationship with
Uh-oh.
You?
Hold that question for when we come back. That's a big one, right? Because that also has to do with self-worth and how we view ourselves. Let's take a short break. What a great show. Fall in love with your love life, no matter who is or isn't sleeping next to you. When we come back, we're going to be talking about love power. We're also going to be talking about a special, special opportunity that Christine and Christine have prepared for you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat.
and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
None of us enter a marriage with the goal of leaving it. Divorce and separation is heartbreaking. Disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear are normal, even if the divorce is amicable. It is possible to divorce or separate with dignity and respect. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through a divorce with soul. You come to see the possibilities being created for you. You get to step out of your marriage and into a new relationship with yourself and your life. Contact them today at 617-328-7113 or by email at coachmonique@verizon.net and visit their website, soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Moving on over you. Go ahead, play it, Benny. Oh, yeah. That's why I got these two ladies on today, Christine and Christine. Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to hold us down. It's just not going to happen. You know, let's, Christine Arilo joining us here today, as well as a very special guest, Christine Hassler. Both of them are teaming up. You know why? Because they love to talk about love. They talk love to talk about how we can learn to love ourselves. All right. Here's the question. I have heard this more times on radio since I started to do the show in 2003 than just about any other thing. Any other thing. And that is, you got to love yourself. And you know, in the words of Kelly Clarkson, profound, you ready? In the words of Kelly, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stronger, just me, myself, and I. She's not saying me, you, and doing it. She's me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I. Don't you think she has stepped into the place of loving herself? But I'll tell you, isn't it a tough nut to crack, boy?
It is. It's interesting. I left my corporate job. This is Christine Arilo. I left my corporate job, gosh, no, maybe 6 years ago, my six-figure corporate job, left behind to go out and teach and share self-love. Basically, one day the universe tapped me on the shoulder and said, you, go out and teach self-love. I'm like, me? No one wants to hear about self-love. What? No. I want to teach leadership, you know. Well, as it turns out, self-love is all about leadership in just a different way. And what's been happened in the last couple of years is I've noticed that loving yourself is starting to become more acceptable, more popular to kind of say. And I'm really excited about that. That's super awesome because, you know, we've been talking about, it really is the beginning of everything. And I learned that the hard way, when my engagement ended, on the way to my engagement party 10 years ago, and I had to come face to face with the fact that while I liked myself a lot, while I had a lot of self-confidence and self-esteem, I didn't love myself. And what I found in the 6 years or so that I've been teaching self-love and writing about self-love and creating self-love movements and all of that is that people don't really understand what self-love is. Like, the first step is just getting people to say, okay, I know, I need to love myself, I want to love myself. Once we get people there, then it's how do you do that? And it is a process. It's a lifelong process. I've been on a journey for 10 years, loving yourself. And so that's why I created February 13th, the International Day of Self-Love, which you're all invited to participate. It's coming up right here now. And then I also created a whole self-love kit that actually helps people take a self-love promise to understand the different aspects of self-love so that they can actually look at where they're growing, where they need self-love, and where they're already totally knocking it out of the park. And you can get all of that. It's totally free at ChooseSelfLove.com. And it will help you understand where you love yourself and where you don't, and understand self-love at a much deeper level.
Okay, so choose, and this is, let's make sure everybody has the website again, Christine.
ChooseSelfLove.com.
I love that. It's easy. It's easy. Okay. So, and there are other things that you're doing to help us understand, you know, that we are in a position to love ourselves, that there are things we may have to overcome. What else? I know you have a call, a free call for people. So tell everybody about that.
Oh, yes. We're so excited about this free call. The call is on February 22nd, and it's called Fall in Love with Your Love Life, No Matter Who or Who Isn't Sleeping Next to You. And you can sign up for that at myhappylovelife.com. And in this call, Christine and I are going to talk about the three keys we've learned to end love starvation, end loneliness and settling, and take your love power back. And we're really going to be going deeper into this issue of self-love. How do you do it? And how do you let go of heartbreak and heartache and all the settling and all the loneliness? So if you go to myhappylovelife.com, you can sign up for this call. And if you can't listen live, we send everybody a recording. But we're going to start busting the myths out there about love, and we're going to start teaching people how to actually do it so they never have to be love-starved again.
Well, let's talk about this love power now, because we're coming up on, you know, what some people consider one of the most commercialized days of the year that actually isn't really a holiday, and that's Valentine's Day. That and Halloween, right? You know, these two days of the year that aren't really official holidays, but that we spend an enormous amount of money, enormous amount of advertising is done. Victoria's Secret all of a sudden gets to be a commercial that is played on television every hour on the hour and more. And yet the flip side of that is people look at their lives and they look at their relationships and, you know, they ask the question, is that all there is?
Yeah. Well, let's just set the record straight. So I've talked about February 13th being the International Day of Self-Love that I created 4 years ago, because let's face it, you do have to love yourself, right?
Yeah.
Like we're talking about, before you can love everyone else.
Yeah.
So that's number one. Now, number two, Christine and I are also on another secret mission to really get Valentine's Day straight with people, because the way that we look at it and the way that it's treated in our culture right now is like a huge, big vat of suffering and, as Christine would say, expectation hangover. So if you're single, you're suffering because you feel bad because you don't have a relationship, or you're trying to find something to do to just mask that up for the day, right? If you're in a relationship that's not maybe as great as you would like it to be, or is just kind of mediocre, you put all this pressure on that day to be the day that, you know, you have this romantic dinner, or you have this great weekend away, and all this pressure. It's like New Year's Eve, how, you know, New Year's Eve never really measures up. It's like the best New Year's Eve are the ones where you're like in your pajamas having popcorn and a glass of wine. Like, it's the same thing with Valentine's Day. And I don't even celebrate Valentine's Day with Noah, my guy. We don't even celebrate it because we don't need a day to talk about and be and show each other's love for each other. He buys me flowers all the time. We love each other all the time. And so if you're in a relationship and you're making this day that important, that's a lot of pressure to put on to a relationship. And really, you want that love to be coming throughout your love, your relationship. I think that Valentine's Day should go back to how we were like in third and fourth grade, when it was all about giving everyone a Valentine, when it was all about just sharing love. Valentine's Day really is just about love. And on Valentine's Day, you know what I do? I go to the store and I buy flowers.
Yeah.
And I become a Hare Krishna for the day. I go around, and if I think someone needs a flower, I give them a flower. Or I go to the bank and I get like $17 bills and I draw love notes all over them. And I hand those out when I pay for things, or if I see someone who's homeless, or just, you know, whatever. I spread love. That's what Valentine's Day should really be about. It's a day of for sharing love with everybody.
This is really kind of cool, because, you know, I so love the energy of that. And, you know, let's talk a minute about how it then becomes a trigger for this thing we talked about early, this love starvation, we remember not the E-Trade baby talking about stock. We remember Mikey. I think that was his name. I don't remember now. Mikey speed dating. So, you know, there is a time now where you can't flip a channel without hearing from eHarmony, Match.com, Match My Spirit, Our Time, this, that, and the other thing, as if we're running out of time. So I would love for you to talk about the message for people that see this upcoming V-Day as one of the darkest times of their lives.
Yeah, I think, You know, I think people that aren't in any relationship at all suffer the most on this day. And I can speak to this. I've been divorced for 3 years, and I'm single now. And I don't suffer on Valentine's Day, because like Christine said, I realize that it's no different than any other day, and every day is about loving myself and enjoying the love that I have to give, both to myself and to the world. And so if it's like when you see these messages of, you know, join this site and fall in love with this person, and, you know, this kind of message that we receive when we see all that is life is better if you're in a relationship. That's what those messages create. And that's not necessarily true. I'm all for relationships. I think partnerships are great. I think falling in love is great. But we've created so much suffering around this idea that life is better if you're with someone. And if you're not with someone, then something may be wrong with you, and you better go out and find someone super, super soon. And so what I say to people, and that's where that clock comes in, especially for women, you know, and, you know, I'm 35 right now, so, like, it would be easy to be seduced by all that, I better find someone quick, and I'm running out of time, and all of that. And anytime my mind goes in that direction, I'm going to suffer.
Oh.
And I'm going to go away from the love that I'm totally capable of feeling. So what we're saying to people and taking back your love power is also, you have to be a detective a little bit. You have to be astute to these messages that are coming in and go, I'm not going to buy that. Like, you're not going to get me. I'm not going to buy into the fact that, like, I have to be someone, otherwise I can't be happy.
Well, and we're going to talk about this when we come back from break, because, you know, there are things that show up that open these wounds up. Why is it that Christina Rylo, Christine Hassler, joining me here today? What about that February 22nd call? What are they going to talk about there? How are they going to help us get to that place where we love ourselves? It doesn't matter who's sleeping next to us, who used to be sleeping next to us, or who we want to be sleeping next to us. What is the key to power love? We'll be right back.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com. DRDARVISH.com.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Yeah, do you think I'm a little obsessed with that song? Thank you, Benny, for playing that song for the entire two-hour show. Thank you. Two-hour lineup. Thank you very much for doing that. I love it. That I know it's killing you, dude, right?
Yeah, I've had to have so much restraint.
All right, here.
It really does bother me.
I know it does. I'm going to cut you a break.
Oh, you can cut me a break.
Pick an Adele song.
That's not going to help the situation.
That's going to be appropriate for this next topic we're going to talk about. Any song you pick from Adele's album is going to be about the misery of... Sorry, went off on a tangent.
You off your soapbox yet?
But, you know, think about it. Look at how many people related to her message. I know I related to it. You know, I mean, the whole Fire song and then, you know, Rolling in the Deep and all of that. You know, we're so relate to the downtrodden, broken-hearted. You know, what's that song that goes back to like the 60s? What Becomes of the Broken-Hearted? Here, I'll give you that one to find. That'll be a challenge for you. Welcome back, everyone. Well, you know what? To take this conversation to the next level, I've invited two of my friends and colleagues to join us here today. You know, two women that know a lot about relationships have dedicated and committed to their lives to taking the message out there and to helping all of us understand that the relationship that should come to the forefront of what we do is that relationship with ourselves, albeit it's a tough one. Christine Hassler, Christine O'Reilly joining me here today. And, you know, I'm making this joke. I'm not really joking, ladies, but let's talk about this, especially in context of what you're providing. Adele, her album, clearly at the top of the charts, just about every song she has come out with from that album. Most people understand it to be about a relationship that done her wrong. You know what I'm saying? How does an album like that get to be on the top of the charts for weeks after weeks, just about every song that comes out about a relationship that didn't end right, or something about it? What is it that we so relate to about being brokenhearted, and how do we go from there? I mean, we get brokenhearted when we lose our jobs. We get brokenhearted when, you know, our friend or a friendship doesn't turn out. You know, we get brokenhearted over the stock market.
Yes.
But all of this is telling us something. What is it that you all have put together so that we don't have to keep getting brokenhearted here?
Oh, see, you want to take this one? You want me to take this one? Go ahead. All right, so here's the truth, everyone. Just kind of going to lay it down on the line for all of you. Because we totally have the decision at any moment in time when we are in a situation where we can be brokenhearted to choose love or to choose fear. So you were all born, everyone listening, including you, Benny, Pat, Christine, and Christine here, we were all born with these beautiful, pure hearts that were just pure of love, innocent, trusting in love, all was good. And then at some point in your life, you suffered what's called a love crack. And that love crack came because you were interacted with another person who was full of love cracks themselves. They were full of fear and pain and suffering already. So likely it was a parent or it was a bully or it was a teacher or, you know, who knows? We have all of our whole litany of people we've received love cracks from. So when that love crack happens to that pure heart of yours, what happens is a fissure is opened and in comes what I call the love stealers. And love stealers are fear's messengers. And they take up residence in your heart. They move in, they have a whole apartment they set up in your heart, and you start believing in fear over love. And you do everything that you can to really not have to look at the pain that's in the heart. So, for example, when you break up with someone or you get broken up with, like I did, for example, when my ex-person broke up with me, I had a whole bunch of love cracks. I had love cracks from my mother. I had love cracks from my father. I had love cracks from bullies. I had a whole series of love cracks that happened way before he ever showed up. But what had happened is I had put his love into all those love cracks because I didn't want to have to feel the pain of being rejected. I don't have to feel the pain of being vulnerable. I don't have to feel the pain of, you know, being bullied. So when he left, what happened, and you probably all have felt this, I felt like my whole heart was empty. And I remember saying to myself, oh, there's that feeling again. I feel like my heart's been broken and he's missing again. And there's all these holes in it. And while it was true, his codependent love had been taken out of those cracks, what was true was it wasn't he was missing, I was missing. And in that moment, I made a major shift in my life. When instead of filling those holes up with another relationship, another codependent relationship with alcohol, with cigarettes, with chocolate, with shopping, whatever addiction we have, I filled those cracks up with love. And crack by crack, I went through and I healed myself by loving myself. And that is what we're up to on the call that we're doing in the class that Christine and I will be teaching this year about how to actually find your love cracks and then heal them with love so that when bad things and hard things happen, you don't have to be, it might hurt, but you don't have to be in amazing suffering over it.
Well, you know, this is really, I love this analogy, the cracks. I mean, that's great. I mean, because look, we're human. Everybody has been through it at some point in time. You know, what are the lessons that we learn? I mean, I want to talk about this idea, this whole Kelly Clarkson thing. You know, what doesn't kill you make you stronger. My stepmom must have said that to me. I can't tell you how many times. And, you know, as kids, you think, what the heck is she talking about? You know, and she always said it when, you know, at a time when something really awful happened, right? You know, I remember my birthday. It was December 11th. I was living in the Bronx, right? It's my birthday, and we had a major snowstorm on my birthday. I didn't have a birthday party, so people couldn't come to the birthday party. So we had the whole place. So I remember my mother saying, oh, honey, you know what? This is not going to kill you. It's going to make you stronger. And I thought, get out of my face. So I want to talk about what happens when we're faced with the wounds, the cracks, because most of us don't know what to do with it. And then we start to create more cracks. So how does the work that you do help us either throw some silicone in those cracks or get rid of them forever?
Well, first let's talk about that line, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah, let's.
Because there's two types of strength, right? So sometimes when we have heartache or heartbreak or that love, we have that love crack, what we interpret as strength is just sort of putting armor around our heart. We get hurt and we're like, I'm not going to get hurt again. This hurts so much. So I'm going to put a wall around my heart. You know, I'm not going to open my heart up as much. I'm going to, you know, choose people that are safer. I'm going to choose to be alone. And that may feel strong because it's strength in terms of like resistance. But there's a difference between strong in terms of putting walls around our heart and strong in terms of strength of heart. See, when love cracks happen, and when we get hurt, yes, our heart opens up. It becomes more tender. It does feel painful. But strength of heart, true strength of heart, is going in and healing that with love. Is going in and taking away all those judgments against ourselves, against someone else, and going into the hurt with love so that we can become stronger in our heart, not stronger in terms of resistance, not stronger in terms of how many walls can I put around my heart. So in the work that Christine and I do and what we're going to be teaching on this class is, okay, how do I go into these love cracks and how do I fill them with love? And we're going to teach how to forgive, how to truly, truly forgive, other people and forgive yourself. Because really, when it comes to love and when it comes to hurt, that's what it all comes down to. It comes to that forgiveness. And that doesn't mean condoning what happened. It doesn't mean you have to agree with it. It doesn't mean you have to even like it. But you can take off the anger. You can take off the judgment. You can let all that go and forgive. And that's true strength of heart.
And, you know, let's talk about this because this isn't just for people that are listening to the show that are single, that have relationship ends. There are things that go on in our current relationship which also cause those cracks, Christine, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, what you're doing isn't just for, you know, people that are out of relationship or single. You know, let's talk about the bigger picture here. You know, you could be in a committed relationship and not have the juiciness of love.
Well, you could be in a committed relationship, yes, not have the juiciness of love, and also be looking to get the love from your partner that you can only give for yourself.
So two things
I'll say about that. When I was with my ex-person, I have to say that one of the loneliest places I've ever spent time is laying in bed next to somebody who I wanted to reach out to, who I wanted to see me, but couldn't see me and couldn't was not emotionally or spiritually available. That was way lonelier than ever any night I ever spent on my own. And then number two in my relationship with Noah, who I'm now happily married to and who I call walking love for his endless supplies of love and his ability to love me no matter what and give unconditional love, is that I have to be really aware of when I'm looking to stuff him into my holes if I try to do that. And I actually almost tried to do it this morning. It's really interesting. Because I've been having kind of a hard week, and I felt myself wanting to, like, you know, have him heal some of those love cracks for me. And then there's the thing about your love cracks. They never totally go away, but you get more aware of them. So within like 30 seconds, I was like, oh, this is my love crack where the fear of rejection is. And Noah, I'm not putting him in there. Noah, go for a walk. Get out of the bed. Go ahead. See you later. And I laid there with myself, and I did some self-love practices that I do. One is my favorite. It's called the self-love soak, and it's super easy. You just put your hand on your heart, close your eyes, lay in bed, and just keep telling yourself, Christine, I love you. Mm. Christine, I love you. Christine, I love you. And I just do that until I actually feel it. Or another thing that I'll do, I'll close my hand and my heart, and I'll just say to myself, Christine, you're doing the best that you can.
Yeah.
You're doing the best that you can. And so I stayed in bed for an hour and a half this morning with myself, doing these self-love practices to fill myself up with love, because I could see that something activated a love crack. And this will happen to you in your life as you go to new levels in your life and you take risks in your life. Those love cracks will get reactivated because fear, you know, your inner mean girl or your inner bully is going to say, wait, don't go out there. You could get hurt. Someone might not love you. And so that's where you have to be strong enough in your own love to be able to love yourself. And that's whether you're in a great relationship or not. You know, even the best relationships you have to be able to do that in.
Well, and really, this is really the work that you both are doing. And we're going to take a short break when we come back. We're going to give you more information about that free call and also the free gift that Christine and Christine are giving. When we come back, we're going to talk about creating the most powerful, powerful, powerful love presence that you've ever had in your life and doing it now. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Is the contemporary queen of sorrow and heartbreak, Adele. Thank you, Betty. Wow, I can only imagine the pain that she went through. I mean, it's just incredible to, but you know, one thing that Adele and Kelly Clarkson and people that are in the public spotlight have is they have a very creative way to express themselves. And a lot of us don't, you know, we have or choose not to. We don't use our public platform to, you know, express relationship woes or so forth. I just invite other people on to talk about it. That's what I love doing. Christine Arilo, Christine Hassler joining us here today. You know, there is this ongoing search for that which we think we don't have. And you and I, we were all joking kind of a little bit during the break about online dating. And certainly Adele has been this very visible person. Fabulous music, by the way, but the music is really clear about her message of heartbreak and so forth. You know, what is it that you both have put together to help people understand the significance of loving oneself? Because we, you know, not all of us can sit there and, you know, drop a CD that's going to be a Grammy winner, right?
Well, not all of us are supposed to drop a CD, which is good, right? If the whole self-loving thing is if you love yourself, you give your gift to the world. Dr. Pat, you're giving your gift here on the radio every day or week, however often you're on the air, everyone out there listening, you give your gift in your way, and Christine and I are blessed to really, be really great teachers and also women who have, been through it, know it, you know, have been through it ourselves, and we were like, how come we didn't know any of this stuff? How did two really smart women end up not knowing any of this stuff? And we both spent a lot of years going deep into our own emotional lives, to our spiritual lives. We studied with people all over the world and to find the answers. And we really don't want anyone to have to go through the amount of suffering that we've gone through or even take the 10 years it's, you know, taken us to be able to get this information, to be able to integrate it at a deeper level. So there's a lot of classes out there saying, okay, you know, come take this class and you'll find the one, or come take this class and, you know, you will find your mate and all of that. And that's not what we're about. We do want people to feel wealthy in love. And that could come from a significant other, that can come from friends, that can come from many, many places. We want to help people learn how to feel loved no matter who is or isn't in their lives. And that is about going deep inside of yourself. It's about understanding how you push love out of your life. We do that all the time. I had no idea I did that until I met Noah and realized I had been pushing love out of my life for a long time. And identifying the ways that you push that love out and then giving you strategies for how to pull the love in. And then notice when you are pushing that love out in the moment, like I was just talking about what I've been doing, how to actually create that strong sense of self-love. And not just like, oh, okay, we're going to teach you how to love yourself. Here's, you know, go pamper yourself. We're not talking about that. We're talking about real self-love that lasts no matter what is going on around you. And that's the kind of self-love that never leaves you. So the class that we'll be teaching is a 40-day class. Do you want to tell them about the magic, Christine, of the 40 days?
Yeah,
Oh, sure. So lots of traditions, be it yoga traditions, all kinds of scientific studies have shown that if you do something for 40 days consistently, you can create a new habit and break old ones. So the magic of the 40-day process is taking a 40-day adventure into self-love. By the end of the 40 days, you will experience a deeper degree of self-love within yourself. And throughout this incredible journey, we're going to be sharing how we did it, how we did it. You know, unlike a lot of other kind of courses and books, we're not trying to fix anything, right? Because what we're teaching is there's nothing wrong with you. You're not broken. You have all the love inside. So this is an exploration and a journey into finding that inside yourself. So by the end of it, it's not just a concept. You know, it's not just a concept. You have a true integration. You have a true experience of love. And we have all kinds of love dares, and we're going to be writing a new love story, and you're going to be identifying your love strategy and your love rings, and there's all kinds of juicy information in the class.
You know, one of the things that I love is this idea that we truly have the power to tap into who we are, to love ourselves and change our lives, because that's really what you're talking about. I mean, one of the things that doesn't get talked about very much, which you both do talk about, is loving ourselves is actually a way to take our power back.
Yes.
But we don't even know we're giving our power away. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, we don't even understand what self-love is. I mean, that's the whole thing. And I think specifically around relationship, how we give our power away. And this is true for me in my relationship with my former person, my ex-person. I gave him the power to decide whether I felt loved or not. Right, so I stayed in a relationship, and we've all been there. Everyone listening on this phone, I know you've been there, where or listening to this, you've been to that place where you overstayed in a relationship, whether that was a friendship or that was a romantic relationship, or you put up with stuff in a relationship that was so not respectful to you, that so was not about unconditional love. And I don't care if that's your mother, your father, your sister, you deserve unconditional love and respect just because you're you. And so when we put ourselves into those situations where we let people disrespect us, we let people dishonor us, where we give people the power to take our feeling of safety and love away as adults, then we're actually giving our power away to people. And what I realized was that I stayed in a relationship for 14 years and 6 months too long because I was afraid to be alone. And because I believed if he didn't love me, no one would love me. And so I stayed, even though the relationship was verbally abusive and emotionally abusive, and I gave my power away to that man. And when I left, and I made a promise to love myself no matter what, and this is the power of taking a self-love promise, and in Choosing Me Before We, the class that we'll teach, we will actually take you through a series of promises that you will make with yourself. When you make a self-love promise, which I do actually every February 13th because it's the day of self-love, and every February 13th I take new promises to myself. When you make those promises with yourself, then you don't give your love power away anymore.
Mm.
You don't do it because your number one commitment is to yourself, because you're your best friend. Everyone out there listening, you are your own best friend. You have to have your back. You have to stand up for yourself. You have to believe that you are worth love, unconditional love, and respect. And that's what self-love is. That's what self-love is knowing that you are worth unconditional love and respect no matter what or who you are. Just because you're you, because you are a beautiful spirit and child of the divine, and you deserve love, period, end of day. Mm-hmm. Love is free, love is everywhere, and you deserve it. And if you don't have as much as you want, then you need to come be with us on the 22nd, and we're going to fill you up with love. And if you love that, then come with us for 40 days, because that's what this is about, being wealthy in love. Everyone focuses on being wealthy in money. That's important. You need to be taken care of. But I'll tell you that my biggest happiness, I have less money today than I had when I was working in corporate America, but I have more happiness than I've ever had because I'm wealthy in love. And well, I know that that was a lesson that I had to learn.
And a very, very powerful lesson, because I, too, relate to that as well. You know, and there's so much about what you both are doing, because what I hear you saying is that what you've laid, the platform you've laid for people, once they go through this, they're set for life.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And what's really amazing is that not you start loving yourself more, getting to that place of love inside you, but then the way you look at everybody else totally changes.
Right.
The ability to love others, to not be triggered by others, to have more patience with others, and you start attracting more loving people in your life. So not only does your perception of yourself change and your experience of yourself, but the way you walk through life and see the rest of the world totally changes.
Well, thank you both for joining me here today. Please give out the website again for the free information as well as the call. Please let people know how they can get registered, sign up, and change their lives.
To get the free self-love kit, go to ChooseSelfLove.com. But if you sign up, if you come join us on the 22nd, you get the whole self-love kit anyway. So go to MyHappyLoveLife.com. MyHappyLoveLife.com. Sign up for the free call. We'll also send you the free self-love kit. And we're just going to fill you up with love this month, aren't we, OC?
Fill them totally up.
Thank you both for joining me here today. What a great, great, great show. And I so love what you do. Thank you all. And big hugs.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.